Electric cars are noticeably quiet rides, but that feature has a downside, especially for people who are visually impaired and may not know the silent cars are coming. That's why new models of electric or hybrid cars sold in the European Union must be fitted with an acoustic vehicle alert system. In other words, the cars have to produce a synthetic sound to warn pedestrians. That EU policy creates an opening for sound designers. The BBC's Chris Vallance has been listening.
A busy city street, dominated by the din of the internal combustion engine. But that soundscape is going to change as more of us switch to electric vehicles like Jaguar's I-Pace.
My name's Ian Suffield. I'm an acoustics technical specialist for Jaguar Land Rover. We have designed the Jaguar I-Pace here to have a pedestrian alert sound. Electric cars obviously can be completely silent when they're sat still and very low noise at very low speeds, which can be off-putting or, at worst case, dangerous.
Yeah, so particularly if you're visually impaired or you've decided to spend all your time looking at your phone.
I was going to say, it's not just visually impaired. I'm as guilty as anyone of looking at my phone while walking around, and one day stood out in front of a particularly quiet car and thought, we need to do better than that.
The electric Jaguar's spacey sound is designed to alert people to its presence at speeds below 20 kilometres an hour. In already having this, it anticipated EU regulations that will require all new models of electric vehicles to have such a system. The sound doesn't come from the engine, but was designed by a team led by Ian Suffield. So can we hear one of the early efforts at designing this?
Wow. Yeah, we go through quite a few design iterations.
Because so, I guess you had to be careful not to make it too sort of flying saucer, if you like.
One of our sounds was particularly aircraft or hovering UFO-like, and people looked in the wrong direction.
they looked up at the sky
rather than looking where the where the car was. Right. So we ran a number of synthetic engine tests, and this is. We might use that as one of our layers, but I think that got a bit too futuristic, that one.
Yes, it was a little Doctor Who, then.
So that's got sort of a latent power to it. It's quite electric, it's latent power, but it's quite useful in reflecting the fact that the car is purposeful and powerful.
People like Ian are, in effect, designing the future sounds of our streets. The challenge to create sounds that are quieter than an internal combustion engine, still sufficiently loud to alert pedestrians, and not vastly annoying when dozens of vehicles have them. That's what a road could sound like.
Could sound like, yeah, in the future with I-Paces going past. The counterpoint to that, if you design your sound poorly, and so that's the same noise level, but by choosing the wrong sound, you become acoustically very aware of everything that's going on.
Now, at this point, you may detect another high-pitched whine, a whine of complaint that quite a few other manufacturers, like BMW, also already have available pedestrian warning sounds. These sound systems are also a way for drivers and brands to customise the sounds of their vehicles. Already in the Jaguar, you can adjust how the car sounds on the inside. And BMW recently announced that Hans Zimmer, the Hollywood soundtrack composer, would be working on the sounds for their new electric vehicles. Who knows? Perhaps one day we'll be able to delight our neighbours with custom sounds for our cars. Is there danger this is going to become like ringtones?
It's a really interesting parallel. They started with what you got. You then had a choice from the manufacturer. You then had people plugging in their own, and they could have anything. Nowadays, I find most people around us either have it on silent or one of sort of two or three recognisable ringtones that people have for their phones. What we need to do is go through that cycle of design process and come out with a sort of a really good answer right at the start, because we need to make sure these cars are going to be around for longer than your average mobile phone will be. So I need to make sure the design takes in as many considerations as possible.
Vroom, vroom, it ain't. Auto acoustics expert Ian Suffield speaking there with the BBC's Chris Vallance.